Prithivyasam Vaiguru Param Shapayan Kurunam. Antak samuta kalina yudipupa chamvaha. Drishcha viduya vijaye jayam vigu udvigosha. Prachodavaya saparam samagat svadama. Prithivya, on the earth, Saha, he, Lord Krishna, Vai, indeed, Guru Baram, a great burden, Shapaya, completely finishing, Kurunam, a personality is born in the Kuru dynasty. Antak samuta kalina. By creating enmity between the brothers by disagreement. Yudhi. In the battle of Kurukshetra. Bhupa Rukshama. All the demoniac kings, Drishtya, by his glance, Viduya, cleansing their sinful activities, Vijaye, in victory, Jayam, victory, Udvigosha, declaring the victory for Arjuna, Procha, giving instructions, Uddhavaya, unto Uddhava, Cha, also, Param, transcendental, Samagat, returned, Sudama, to his own abode, to his own place, which is his own abode, actually. Translation purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, Lord Sri Krishna created a misunderstanding between family members just to diminish the burden of the world. Simply by his glance, he annihilated all the demoniac kings on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and declared victory for Arjuna. Finally, he instructed Uddhava about transcendental life and devotion, and then returned to his abode in his original form. Purport. Pertranaya sarunam vinashaya chadiskritam. The mission of Lord Krishna was performed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. For by the Lord's mercy, Arjuna was victorious due to being a great devotee, whereas the others were killed simply by the Lord's glance, which cleansed them of all sinful activities and enabled them to attain Swarupa. Finally, Lord Krishna instructed Uddhava about the transcendental life of devotional service, and then, in due course of time, he returned to his abode. The Lord's instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita are full of jnana and vairagya, knowledge and renunciation. The human form of life, one must learn these two things, how to become detached from the material world and how to acquire full knowledge in spiritual life. This is Lord's mission, Paritranaya Sarunam Vinashaya Tadiskritam. After executing his complete mission, the Lord returned to his home, Goloka Vrindavan. That's in the Bhaktivedanta purports of the ninth canto, 24th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, completed in Bhubaneswar, India, on the occasion of establishing a Krishna Balaram temple end of the ninth canto. So the verse again. Thereafter, Lord Sri Krishna created a misunderstanding between family members just to diminish the burden of the world. Simply by his glance, he annihilated all the demoniac kings on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and declared victory for Arjuna. Finally, he instructed Uddhava about transcendental life and devotion, and then returned to his abode in his original form. Krishna, Krishne, Swadamo Bhagavate, Jnana, Dharma Jnana Dibisaha, Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Paranarako Dunoditaha. So Krishna is Krishna. Swadama, his own abode, Upagavate, he left for his own abode. Krishna, Krishne Swadamo Bhagavate, and when he left, Dharma Jnana Dibisaha. Along with him went dharma, religiosity, and jnana, knowledge. So the sages asked five questions. I believe it was five questions. And one of the questions is, where did religious principles go after Krishna left the planet? They certainly didn't come to Ljubljana. Where did they go? So this is the answer to the question. Krishne Swadamo Bhagavate Dharma Jnana Dibisaha Kalo Nashta. In the age of Kali, which we're living in now, Kalo Nashta Drisha. Nashta Drisha means that people have lost their spiritual vision. If we tell people, and even we tell ourselves, that we're not this body, people look at us as if we're crazy. I mean, they already think we're crazy, but if we tell them something, it's confirmed. No wonder these people are dancing and singing in the street. They have no brains. They think that they're not their body. They think they're... When people hear about the soul, they think the mind. So they think these people are on the mental platform. They have no regards to their body. So therefore, they can happily sing. Even if it's raining out and snowing, they're singing in the rain. But Parana, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Arka, is like the sun. The sun gives off light and illumination and heat. Makes you feel good and gives it illumination. Paranarko, duno ditaha. So Krishna has left for his own abode, but he's left behind him this Purana, which is like the sun, Dunodita, and which will give illumination to everyone. So part of that illumination is explained here, Jnana and Vairagya. Jnana and Vairagya, sometimes we think, well, we don't need Jnana, we don't need Vairagya. But actually, Jnana and Vairagya, according to the Bhagavatam, is the basis. Shushusho shadadanasya vasudeva kataruchi sian mahatsevaya vipra punyatirtani shevana. That's not the verse. What is that verse? Do we have the first canto here? There's a number of verses about Jnana and Vairagya in the first canto, second chapter. That one of them is how the seriously inquisitive sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, renders devotional service in terms of what he's heard from the Vedanta Shruti. Bhagavatam is well used. Tat chidadana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya prasanyatmini chapmanam bhakti shuta grihitaya. So that was that verse. And then we have, of course, the other two famous ones, which are even more famous. Savai bhumsa paro dharmo yato bhakti rahokshade ahaitukya pratiyata yatma supersedati. Supreme occupation, dharma for all humanity, is that by which men can obtain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unvoted, unmotivated, and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. So this is dharma. Real dharma is Krishna consciousness, devotional service. But devotional service, to be real dharma, has to be unmotivated and uninterrupted. So what is, anyone know a verse from Rupa Goswami that explains about unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service? How could you have said that? How does it start? Anyabhilasita. Loudly. Oh, Krishna is helping you. Are you going to keep that to yourself? Begins with an S. Anya bilashita. No, you didn't. You just really. Loud. I'll help you. Anya bilasita shunyam. Yeah. Very close, that's good. Thank you. Anya bilasita shunyam jnana karma dhyavritam anukulena krishna nu shilanam bhakti uttama. Uttama, the highest. So this, that's Radha Rupa Goswami, did he invent it? No, he got it from the Bhagavatam. That's what it says here. So what is unmotivated? In the verse, tesham sadatam yuktanam bhajantam priti purvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upiyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So which one is uninterrupted? In that verse, tesham satatam yuktanam bhajantam priti purvakam. So which one is uninterrupted? Which is the Sanskrit for uninterrupted? You have two choices. Either it's satatam yuktanam or it's priti purvakam. Yes, good guess. 50% choice. Yeah, sadhata means always yuktanam, connected with Krishna. Always engaged in devotional service. And bhajantam priti purvakam, which one is that? Unmotivated. Out of love. Not unmaterially motivated, spontaneously out of love. Only when we're always engaged in Krishna's service, in pure love, can we actually be completely satisfied. So how to achieve it? Who knows the next verse in the Bhagavatam? I'll give you a hint. Vasudeve. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Priyojitaha. Jananat yaitu vairagyam. Jnanam cha tad ahai to come. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Unto Vasudeva. When you hear this word Vasudeve, it means unto someone. Vasudeve means unto Krishna. Bhagavati, personality of Godhead. Bhakti yoga, priyojitaha. Priyojita means when you apply bhakti yoga to the personality of Godhead. When you apply bhakti yoga to the personality of Godhead. Jana yaishu vairagyam. Janayati means does produce. And what does it produce? Ashu. What does ashu mean? It's not pashu, it's ashu. Does it mean soon or later? Take a guess. Does it mean very soon or very much? You have to wait a long, long time. Yes, Ashu, very soon. Vairagyam, what is Vairagya? Malati Devi Dasi. What's that? That's Vigraha. Svajana, what does Vairagya mean? Rajasundari Rada, what is... Oh, look it up in the dictionary. Everyone is... Yes. What does it mean, Lalita Govinda Vairagya? Detachment, yes. And jnana, what does jnana mean? Knowledge, yes. Causeless knowledge and detachment. Ahetukam means causeless. So if we just render devotional service to Krishna, which is, according to here, bhakti yoga prayojita, apply it to Krishna, then very soon we'll get causeless knowledge and detachment. That very soon we'll become interested in, we'll become inspired to engage in undeviated, unmotivated devotional service, because it'll be so nice. Just like if someone likes strawberry ice cream. Anyone here like strawberry ice cream? What about chocolate? Vanilla? Do you like ice cream? What's that? Okay. Do you like... Do you like globdumins? Globdumins. What do you like? What do you like? Samosas? Rice. Okay, I like khichdi too. So just like if we have khichdi and it has nice cauliflower or something in it. Do you like cauliflower? Just nice khichdi. Then no one's going to have to tell us we have to eat it because we like it. So similarly, when we like devotional service, no one will have to tell us to perform it, because we'd like to do it. No one will have to tell us chant 16 rounds, because they won't be able to stop us from chanting. Just like there was one lady who was attending a Bhagavad Saptaha, and she was during the whole time, so she was chanting the whole time. She couldn't stop chanting. So the speaker yelled at her, why don't you stop chanting? Why don't you listen? And she said, I want to stop, but my tongue won't stop chanting. I try to stop it, but it keeps on chanting. So that's called a taste for chanting. You want to stop your tongue from chanting, but it keeps on chanting anyhow. So that comes by just rendering devotional service. Sincerely, of course, we have to try and we have to make an effort. And then one day will come when causes devotional service will come, we'll fall in love with Krishna, and our devotional service will become uninterrupted. So this is what Krishna tells. Arjuna says, I can't control my mind. Now in the material world, everyone has a problem with his mind. We're not the only one. If you think you're the only one who has problems with your mind, you're wrong. There are unlimited living entities in this material world, and everyone from Brahma down to the insect have some problems with their mind. It's like one time one man was saying to Prabhupada, you know, I have this problem, my mind. And Prabhupada said, well, all I can do is give you the holy name. I can't give you anything else. So when Arjuna was telling my mind, I can't control my mind, so Krishna said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, asam shaya mahabaho, anodin rigraham chalam, abhyasena dukontiya, Vairagena Chagriyate. He said, Asamshaya Mahabaho, O great mighty arm, that it is undoubtedly difficult to curb the restless mind. Krishna didn't tell Arjuna, oh, you're in Maya, why don't you just control your mind? Grow up, control your mind. So he said, Asamshayam Mahabho, it's very difficult to curb the restless mind. But it's possible. Vairagena chagriyate. It is possible by two things. Sri Bhagavan, Asamshayam Mahabho, Mano do nirgraham chalam abhyasena dukuntiya vairagena chagriyate. By proper practice. And what is that proper practice? There's nine of them. Do you know nine processes which are proper? Anyone here? Shout it out, yell it. Glorify Krishna. Yeah, getting there. Anything else? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Satyam. Vandanam. Vandanam. Satyam. Atma. Yes, very good. So there are nine powerful, there are nine processes of devotional service, and if we perform them, then we're doing abhyasa. Abhyasena. Dukundiya. And then vairagya. We have to concentrate on the process. As Krishna said, Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, the art of Krishna consciousness is to focus one's attention and give one's love to Krishna. So where does that fit into? Which one is Sadatam? Bhajantam, Tesham Sadatam Yukdanam. Which one is Tesham Yukdanam? Sadatam Yukdanam. Focus the attention or give it love? Focus attention, right. And which one is unmotivated and uninterrupted? What's that? No. The one of them. Which one of the Tesham Sadatam Yukdanam and by Abhyasena, which one is the uninterrupted? I just said it. It's uninterrupted. Abhyasena, it's all uninterrupted, constantly engaged in Krishna. And unmotivated, which is unmotivated? Vairagya and Pritipurvakam, pure love, means detachment from anything material. We can only become detached from the material energy when we experience pure love for Krishna, completely detached. The more we feel our love for Krishna awakening, the more we become attracted to the holy name and to the process of devotional service, the more we become detached from other things. There is a consistency of the philosophy, and if we know the consistency, then we can, all these things kind of fit together. It's not like a whole complicated philosophy. We just develop love for Krishna by practice of devotional service, which is unmotivated and uninterrupted. And then we know the whole philosophy. Everything's there. You don't have to know anything else. You don't have to read all these books. Just develop pure love for Krishna, and then you know everything. And then the result is you can go back to the spiritual world with Krishna. Any questions so far? Yes. We have a microphone.
Guru Maharaj, you speak about the nine processes of performing devotional service.
Right.
What if one focus on one of the nine
then processes? Then you'll get the result of all of them. You'll meet Krishna.
Well,
you don't have to do all of them. You just have to do one perfectly. Mm-hmm. Pariksha Maharaj, who became perfect by simply hearing?
Pariksit Maharaj.
Yes, Pariksit Maharaj. And who became perfect by chanting?
Haridas.
Who?
Haridas Thakur.
Well, I'm sure he did, but according to the... Who? Shukadeva Goswami, yeah. And who became perfect by remembering? Yes. So here's an example. And by Archanam? I think generally Lakshmi Devi is deity worship. It could be Prithu Maharaj also. He did mostly sacrifice. And then who became perfect by Padasevanam? Actually, that's Padasevanam. Lakshmi Devi, yeah. And then Archanam, I mean, it could be Prithu. And then we have Dasya. Who's Dasya? Hanuman, yes. Hanuman. And who became perfect by Vandanam? Akrura, yes. And Vandanam, Atman Nivejanam. What was it? Sakyam is Arjuna. And who? Atman Nivedanam? What's that? Bali Maharaj, no. He was surrender, certainly. But who did all the nine devotional processes? What's that? Ambarish Maharaj. Yeah, maybe, I mean, Bali Maharaj obviously also surrendered. So by any one of these processes, one could become perfect. But one has to include Shravanam, otherwise you don't know what the processes are, what to speak of performing them. So Shravanam is always the person. Hearing is always the basic principle. But hearing would be sufficient if we could hear with rapt attention. And we spend the whole day like Haridas Thakur just chanting. Anything else? Okay, good luck with your Vairagya and Jnana today in Krishna's service. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.